You're listening to Brum Hour on Brum Radio. I'm joined now by Anna Gunning, who is, well, she's listed on Twitter as being a copywriter and content strategist. So we're going to find out a little bit. Anna, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, Dave.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you. How about you?
I'm all right. No, you were waiting out in the cold this morning when I met you outside the building. It's been freezing.
Yes, it has.
I don't understand why it's so cold.
Yeah, well, it's January back from Christmas, and now it's a rude awakening as everybody gets back to the cold face.
And this is your first day back.
It is.
Yeah, after your Christmas break.
It is, so it's a lovely way to get things started.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got involved in it?
Yeah, so I am the managing director of a copywriting business called Gunning Marketing. Mm-hmm. We started about 2 years ago. And we've now expanded, and we're about five associates now based in the Midlands, but also down in London and also up north.
Fantastic.
And what we specialize in is helping businesses find the right words to tell their story and to communicate with their customers. So whether that's online, on your website, in your social media posts, in your blog posts, or whether it's on your exhibition stands or in the brochures that you're printing, so all of the offline marketing that you do as well. And so we work with companies from across the country, whether they're in technology, industry, manufacturing, professional services, helping them tell the right story to their customers.
How does a business that may be struggling with their content already, how mm-hmm. do they sort of recognize that in the first instance? Do you look at what, do you go to them? Do they come to you? Or are they usually from established relationships that you've got with people?
We get a lot of recommendations and a lot of referrals that come through Google search or social media and things like that for companies that know that they're falling behind with how their website is or how their social media is and are thinking, you know, I can see other people out there, whether it's in their industry or in other industries, and we know that we need to step up a gear in order to stay competitive. And one of the things that we always get people say is we go onto their websites and then we say, name two or three of your competitors, and we'll go onto their competitor websites. And you can often see that they're saying a lot of the same things.
Yes.
And we sort of almost joke that you could swap out the logo mm-hmm. and not be able to tell whether you're ABC Manufacturing Limited, Acme Manufacturing Limited, or XYZ Manufacturing Limited. So one of the first things that we do is sit down with clients and say, what makes you special? What's great about your business, and why should customers choose to work with you? And oftentimes we get, whether you're an innovative technology company or whether you're manufacturing widgets, we get people say, right, well, we're innovative, we give great service, and our stuff is really high quality. And you sort of say, that is really important and that's fantastic, but that's all stuff that your competitors are doing as well.
Yes, that's what they're going to say as well.
Exactly. And so the key of where we come in and where we sort of add the value is getting collectively us to home in on what about your innovation or what about your quality or what about your service is really special, and finding those stories and finding the language and the vocabulary to communicate that in a way that puts the customer front and center. So what I'll always say to clients in the first instance is, at the moment, because this is very common, your marketing is all centered around your business. So you'll look at your website or you'll look at your brochure and it'll be like, we are this. We are a market leader. We are passionate about this. We have been in business for 20 years. And the ratio of the word we is off kilter with the word you. Because
mm-hmm.
actually, when your customer is reading your marketing material, they don't care about you, the business. They care about me, the person that's procuring. And I have a problem and I want to solve that mm-hmm. problem. And so getting the right language and the right message for the copy that goes into your marketing is all about finding those pain points that you're solving for the customer and finding out what in your service is in it for them. So one of the exercises we go through with our clients is we'll say, what do you offer your customers? And they'll say, we offer fantastic customer service.
Yes.
And then we'll say, so what? Because that's what your customer is going to think. Right. Great service. So what? And then you go through that. So what? So what? So what? Until you can't get any further. And then you've got to the crux of it. Like, we got great service. So what? So they get their components the next day. So what? They can work in a just-in-time supply chain. So what? They can get their purchase order in and not have to plan as far ahead. So what? So they can deliver to their customers right on time, really flexibly. Bingo, you've got it. And that's the sort of message then that gets that what's in it for me type of angle for the customer, which is very different to the we are a market leader that delivers high quality service and quick lead times.
Because it's all that sort of polite language that people use, it can be quite generic as well. I find that we as British people are very polite about what we do,
mm-hmm.
and we want to say things in a very polite manner. But also that stops us a little bit from being brave about saying what makes us unique.
Mm.
And for me, sometimes I see businesses online that haven't really thought through what their customer approach experience mm-hmm. is going to be like, what that customer is going to find from Googling it, what the customer is going to find from turning up and finding there's no opening hours written on the door.
Yeah.
And just little daft things like that, from walking through that customer's experience and what that experience of that customer has. I often find that there's gaps within that as well. When you're saying to people that they're not doing something right, you're obviously not using a hammer approach to saying
it. No,
not at all. And when did you first realise that you had the sort of those sorts of skills to get people from struggling with their communication to being good communicators? When did you discover that?
So I've been in marketing for more than 10 years now, and I've always worked in agencies, both in London and in the Midlands. And it started out with knowing that I was able to diplomatically figure out and ask questions to probe a bit deeper.
Yes.
Because it's very easy. One of the things about writing that's even different to something like painting is anybody can sit down at their keyboard and write out a paragraph, and it will be English, and maybe you've not got your commas in the right place mm-hmm. and everything like that, but you can make a serviceable sentence. And so people think, why do I need to pay somebody else to write the words for me? When actually, if you were sitting down to paint something and somebody said, please paint a still life of this fruit bowl, most people would say, ah, like, I'm not a painter. I can't just do like this fruit bowl. Even if you give me a canvas and a load of paints, it won't come out looking like an apple and a banana and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a skill and there's a craft involved
in
choosing the right words and putting the messages together in the right order to get somebody to take action. And that's really the important thing when you're thinking about writing that's going into your marketing, as opposed to something that's like a poem or creative writing.
Yes.
It's always about getting people to take action. Somebody is reading that, not your website, not for pleasure, but because they have a problem they want to solve, and you want them to solve it by choosing your product or service. So the action is to click here to download a brochure, or to call this number to ring up to place your order. There's always something that they need to be doing next to further the relationship mm-hmm. with you, which is where the comment that you just made about this, that sort of overall customer journey comes into play. So it's really important when you're putting together a brochure, or you're writing a blog post or a social media post or attending an exhibition, to step back and think, right, where is my customer in their purchasing process,
yes.
in their journey at this point in time?
Mm-hmm.
And what information do they need at that point in time in order for me to sort of nudge them along the next stage of their journey, so that ultimately when they're ready to open their wallet and part with their money, they're going to part with it and form a partnership with me.
Absolutely. And these things always used to, in even like 10, 15 years ago, these things were always done maybe more in person, because we didn't have online shops. We didn't have online trade stores to be able to go and purchase things from. Products didn't have to come with a description in when you went and saw them in a trade center or in a store, because you'd get to the store and you'd physically just be able to look at it, and there may be a few key facts about it, but there wasn't terribly very much about it.
Or you'd have a shop assistant that was well trained to help you.
As you'd hope. I think from that point of view, it is interesting to see how far we've had to come along in terms of having much more written content. Written content is something that we spend a lot of time having to do these days, much more than we did 10, 15 years ago. I always remember the first time I looked at an online store, and it was a tattooist's. And my friend in Oregon had wanted a tattoo and shared a link to the tattoo shop. And I was like, how am I looking at this? What am I looking at? And I went and told my friends the next day, oh, I've seen a tattoo shop on the internet. And they had all of the pictures of all of the tattoos that you could purchase. There was no customer experience. it was just like having the book with the tattoos in. There was no
digital brochure.
There was no way of booking an appointment. There was no way of finding anything else. It was just the book with the tattoos in, as though when you walked into a tattoo parlor, someone would hand you a book with all the tattoos in. And for me, it is interesting to see how we're progressing with that journey. When we were saying to people 5 years ago, you're going to need content all the time. And we looked around and we were like, really? Do we really need all this? Where's all this content going to come from? Mm-hmm. And then naturally over time, when you go onto a store's website like Argos or... And Argos being a one that's had to transform, you see the details, every single detail about it on the specs, on the click-through. You then see other people's experience about it. And those are all things that have been created by copywriters and created by content managers as well.
Mm-hmm.
How can people get in touch with you to... find out more about you? What's your preferred way of doing that?
Well, my website is gunningmarketing.co.uk, which has my email and links to social media, and I'm also on Twitter at agunning.
Fantastic. And I was just distracted by the website then. I was looking through, then you've got case studies and testimonials on there as well.
Yep.
From other people that have had lovely experiences from you.
Yes. I have some lovely clients.
What are you... Oh, it says this site can't be reached. I think I've dropped the internet in the building now. What are your plans for 2018? What are you looking to do this year?
Well, we're hitting the ground running this year with a busy January coming into February, with also some nice international stuff. So doing some work with some Italian companies and Swedish companies, as well as some sort of our traditional core Midlands and Birmingham client base.
And what's your favourite sort of products that you like to look after yourself? Have you got any preferences for what people can approach you with?
We do mainly business to business marketing, so that's companies that are selling to other companies
as
opposed to direct to consumers, which I like because it's a bit more complex, because often you'll have bigger supply chains and lots of decision makers involved in the decision making process, and you're often selling some quite neat components and technologies as well, especially in the Midlands, because we have such brilliant innovation and manufacturing here.
And I feel like you'd probably be much more adept with the technical language that you have to throw out there as well.
You definitely learn the languages that you need to learn.
I always feel like when you're sort of writing for different types of audiences, it is that sort of skill of knowing what the audience is going to be saying or hearing, I guess.
That's true. But it's also important to remember that the person that you're talking to at the end is still human.
Yes.
And that even though professionally they may use the language of a manufacturing plant, they still have probably read Harry Potter and enjoyed it. So it's important to remember that, you know, you don't have to stuff everything full with dry jargon. You still do want to make an emotional connection. And it was really interesting. There was a study by Harvard Business Review a few years ago of procurement managers to see whether procurement managers made purchasing decisions more based on rational reasons or based on emotional reasons. And the overwhelming percentage used majority emotional drivers in their decision making.
That's very interesting.
And you'd think that procurement is a very rational approach to purchasing, but still, we're people. There's a psychological and emotional element to every decision we make.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that in all of the marketing and sales that you do.
Fantastic. That's absolutely brilliant. As I say, you can find Anna on Twitter at agunning. And Anna's website, I'm just going to bring that back up, is gunningmarketing.co.uk. And you can find more about Anna on there as well. We're going to play a track now. Anna, thank you so much for popping down today to chat to us.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.